300 metres. Dawn Passage is the leader. Beat off Samadout. Dreamforce gets the chance on the inside. Mizzy working into the clear. One pace, then Gem Song. Dreamforce has railed hard. Dreamforce races to the lead at the 100. There's a wall coming. Think It Over out of the pack. Dreamforce, Think It Over. Avilius charging at the end. Think It Over in the centre with Avilius. Oh, good go here. I think Think It Over. Think It Over went to Dreamforce and Avilius wide out.
Darren Flindell was right. It was Think It Over. Glenn Boss with another Group 1, and Kerry Parker happy to record another Group 1 also, I'm sure, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Kerry.
Thank you very much. Wonderful day. Wonderful result.
How were you feeling during the run?
Yeah, pretty happy during the run. You know, he sort of got on the back of Funstars back early and saved ground. When he sort of saved ground on the turn there, then it was just a matter of... Anytime I got a bit antsy, I suppose, there looked to be two of them going for the gap, and I was glad that he got his head there first, you know, and then once he got the gap, well, then it just come down to the horse's will to win, I think. He just really dove to the line.
He did, and obviously the weight for age conditions yesterday, maybe not necessarily in his favour, but looking at his overall form and the style of horse that you've developed him into, he probably went around a little bit under the radar yesterday. How do you see that?
Yeah, I think he's done that all prep, which has been terrific for my pocket and the supporters' pockets. You know, like they've just kept throwing him up at, they've just overlooked him the whole prep, you know. But yeah, yesterday, like realistically going into yesterday, being weight for age and everything like that, you know, I thought if he could run really competitive in this and be beaten less than two lengths or something, and then, you know, look to drop 7 kilos into the Doncaster in a fortnight, that's sort of what I was looking for. But, lo and behold, no one told Think It Over that. He was just trying his little guts out. So, super.
We've seen it happen so many times over the years with Glenn Boss, and that's not taking anything away from the horse's ability and the way he was prepared. But the coolness of Bossy in those type of races is something that's certainly something good to have on your side.
Oh, definitely. He knows the horse inside out. Like, you know, he's been riding him for a while now. He's been on him for a couple of preparations now, and he knows him really well. And, you know, he's got big faith in him, and, you know, the horse has delivered underneath him.
One of Bossy's great attributes also has been identifying horses either in an age group as a three-year-old or as a Doncaster horse or as a Melbourne Cup horse to try and align himself with. How does he feel going towards the Doncaster?
Well, he's pretty happy to be on him, that's for sure. You know, like he's sort of headed that way. You know, all this prep's been lined up at trying to get him into the Doncaster, so... you know, Bossy's always sort of given us the heads up that, you know, getting into there with a lightweight, you know, you're a live chance. And that's about how that fits in for a Doncaster. You know, they're not easy to win. You've got to have everything go your way. But at least, you know, like I say, getting in with 52 kilos is a bonus, that's for sure.
How's he pulled up after yesterday?
Yeah, really well. Licked the bin last night and was nice and bright this morning. So, no, really happy with him.
In terms of the conditions in the area that you're training, around about Kembla Grange, what's it been like the last few weeks?
Look, it would have been really bad in the old days before we got the poly track. You know, like we've had plenty of water here. Nothing like Hawkesbury and things like that that have been flooded. We've seemed to cope all right, and we've still been able to work our horses and everything sort of go as normal. It's just been bloody wet.
How's he cope with his preparation? What type of constitution's he got?
He's good. He's matured up now. He's taken a long time to mature, but he's pretty much pretty professional now. He's sort of, you know, he takes a lot more in his stride. Before, you know, when I first got him and that, he was very quirky. Had a few little habits he had to sort of try and get through and get him going right. Like he's still a little quirky, but nothing like he used to be. He's pretty professional now. He takes a lot more things in his stride now.
He's a winner up to 2,000 metres. What do you think his best distance is?
Oh, I think that mile to 2,000 sort of suits him down to the fat. You know, at this stage, that's where we're aiming at. But, yeah, no, I think there's plenty of races in that situation that we can sort of aim for there.
Now that he's up and running, obviously nice and fit, what does the time leading into the Doncaster hold for him? How do you maintain him now?
Pretty cruisy. Like, yeah, realistically, the rider was never on the radar. You know, it wasn't until they until the the rain last week and they postponed put everything back a week, that we ended up running in that, because I was happy just to go third up into the Doncaster, you know, with 3 weeks between runs. But when it went to 4 weeks between runs, well, then we had to change tack, and that's how we ended up in the rider. But that was, like I say, it was never really on the radar until they'd moved the program.
Nice to win a million-dollar race that wasn't on the radar.
Yeah, oh, terrific. It was a lovely barrier trial for a Doncaster. So, exactly. Absolutely thrilled to get another Group 1 under the belt, and, sensational.
Congratulations, Kerry. Looking forward to seeing Thinking Overhead towards the Doncaster, dropping in weight with a race that's got Glenn Boss written on the honour roll many times. Looking forward to seeing how it unfolds. Well done yesterday.
No, thanks very much, Warren, and thanks to all the supporters. Cheers.